Wakey, wakey. I think you've been out long enough, don't you? Don't bother trying to answer. That gag in your mouth is quite effective at allowing me to hear myself talk. I bet I can guess what you would be saying, though. Who are you? Where am I?
Why are you doing this?
At least that's what your girlfriend said. It's so cute, you trying to struggle. Try as you might, you won't break out of the bondage I have put you in. That's chain, baby. Chain attached to the leather cuffs on your arms, holding them above your head, holding you up high so your body is lovely and stretched out before me, feet barely touching the ground. I can even push you if I want. Just watching you swing back and forth while your toes scramble for purchase. With your ankles cuffed out to the sides like that, it's not like you have that much room to swing. Yes, you are perfect this way. Now back to those questions. I imagine a new one has popped to the front of your mind. Your girlfriend. Such a lovely girl. So pretty. I bet if you weren't blindfolded, you would be threatening me. You always have been so protective. At least, you were when we were together. You know, before you broke up with me, told me I was crazy, that even the sex didn't make it worth it anymore. Personally, I disagree. The sex was fucking phenomenal and you know it. Somehow, I doubt new girl is quite as fun in bed. Quite a prude from what she told me. Oh, yes, baby. She told me everything. Well, maybe she wasn't a sex goddess like me before. Since she has been in my hands, I think you will find quite an improvement on how much she is willing to do. Since I think you've figured out the who. And honestly, the where isn't important. Past you knowing that no one is going to find you, save you. Let's move on to the why. But first, I want to show you something. You'll have to bear with me. I don't want you to see until it's perfect, so the blindfold stays on. Come here. Come here, girl. Heel. Sit pretty, girl. Good girl. There. You can see again. What do you think? Isn't she lovely, this girl you replaced me with? Sure, she was gorgeous in her tiny dresses, but I think she is much sexier like this. Arms and legs bound up so she can only walk on her knees and elbows. That long blonde hair done up in pigtails flowing almost to the floor. I thought the cute little puppy ears were a nice touch myself. Oh, and shh, don't struggle. Are you struggling because I'm touching her? I touch her a lot, you know. I've used her in every way you could think of. And many you would never think of. You know how creative I can be, baby. But look at her lovely bare skin. So naked. Her beautiful blue eyes just staring up at you. I bet it breaks your heart to see the pleading there. to know that you can do nothing. Let me draw your eyes to the back, though. I had this tail made specific. I thought a fluffy blonde tail was best, and I made it partially with her hair. The butt plug, though, you can't see it, but it is sizable. So she can really feel it when she crawls for me. But that's not all she feels, baby. Right there between her legs, a strip of leather to always rub against her slit. Makes her come quite often. No. I imagine her cunt lips are rubbed raw at this point. But it serves its purpose, holding in a giant dildo. That dildo, by the way, is the one I used to use. You know, the one you made special for me, off of a cast of your cock. Back when you used to say you loved me. So in a way, she always feels you inside of her, while I degrade her. Now, I want you to know, I kept you in mind the entire time I was turning her into a puppy girl, training her. I found her blowjob skills to be deplorable. You poor thing, I can't believe you had to put up with them. But after a few weeks of training, I think you will find she now gives a magnificent blowjob. When I finally take that gag out of your mouth, I just know you'll be thanking me. Now, let me just rub this peanut butter on your cock. It feels nice, doesn't it? You look so outraged, but you already have a semi-stiffy. Don't worry, I won't judge you. And she knows better than to speak. That's it. Up and down your cock. I was tempted to use crunchy, but, well, you haven't pissed me off yet, so creamy. Creamy feels kind of nice, doesn't it? Now, puppy bitch, here's some peanut butter. I know you're hungry. Lick it off his cock. Just like I trained you. Good girl. You look so surprised. This bitch follows all of my orders now, though. Through a combination of brainwashing, very rigorous and painful training, and using her own slutty needs against her. She does whatever I say now. It's so fucking hot. She's so afraid of me, yeah, thanks to the drugs I give her, leaving her constantly horny. She strains towards my touch. Watch. Isn't it cute how she raises her ass towards my hand? Good girl. That's it, girl. Lick up all of that peanut butter. He seems to like it a lot, doesn't he? Your boyfriend always was a freak. Always so eager to try out the dirty things I wanted to do to him. I bet I won't even have to drug him to turn him into a good boy. It looks like all the peanut butter's gone. But like a good girl, you just keep on licking, don't you? I think it's time we show him those skills you learned. Suck him. Suck him like I made you suck that dildo shoved up deep inside of you. Good girl. You are just such a dirty slut. Restrained and helpless. Your adoring girlfriend has been tortured and conditioned for weeks. I am forcing her to suck on your cock, and yet you are still so hard. I saw your eyes rolling back in pleasure. You like this. It's turning you on. You just can't help yourself. Even though it's making you hate yourself. Taking pleasure from your girlfriend's disgrace. Taking pleasure from her little pink tongue. Rubbing up against your frenulum. Groaning in pleasure as she sucks. I taught her that move. I know it's your favorite. That's it. Good girl. You better not let him come, though. I know you love him, but both of you will be severely punished if it happens without my permission. And you, you dirty slut, if you come before I say so, I won't just hurt you. I'll hurt her. You wouldn't want that now, would you? You two seemed so in love. I guess that's the why. Why I did all of this. I was so hurt when you broke up with me. Called me crazy. I fucking loved you. More than anyone. More than anything. I've never found someone before who I could truly be myself with sexually. Do all of the depraved shit I wanted and just have them lap it up like she's lapping at your cock right now. I guess, even though things ended, I never stopped thinking of you as mine. You are still mine. My fucking slut. And now, you will always be mine. I'm not letting you go. When I first saw you with her, it enraged me until I calmed down. I thought she was hot, too. She really is a nice piece of ass. That's right, isn't it, girl? You have such a spankable ass. Suck slower. I think your poor boyfriend is getting really close. So I decided I wanted both of you. When she signed up for that overseas college exchange program, it was perfect. I couldn't resist. I took her. I know, that was a month ago. You probably wondered why she never FaceTimed you, only texted. And that was me, baby. Me all along. See how much I love you? The lengths I will go to keep you. I'm beginning to love her a bit now, too. She's a good puppy. I can see what you saw in her. So sweet. So eager to please. We both know that's not what you really want, though. Not if you want to be satisfied. Because I know you. Know what a slut you are. Know how much you like to be used and abused. I know this is different. I'm not crazy. I'm just not willing to give you up. It might start out this way. But once I've done to you what I've done to her, turned you into the perfect little slave pet, you'll be happy. We'll all be happy. But enough talk. Her blowjob skills have gotten much better, haven't they? Maybe if you're really good, I'll let her use her hands on you. They are just so soft. I make her fuck me with them every night. Puppy, I feel like you've been neglecting those balls. Come on. Give them a little snuffle, a few licks. There goes your eyes again. I see you trying to avoid mine. How about I rub your cock while she licks your balls? While teaching her how to properly play with a cock, I learned some new tricks as well. This is called the octopus. me gently running my fingers over your tip. All five fingers, all five tips touching right under the head of your cock. And then slowly, gently pulling them up over your head. Over and over, replacing each hand. It's so teasing, isn't it? Enough sensation to make you strain, not enough to build you towards coming. You look so stressed. Are you worrying that the poor puppy isn't getting to feel pleasure too? We can fix that. How about this? This is the remote to the vibrator in the dildo shaped like your cock that is shoved deep inside her pussy right now. Its activation is controlled by movement. See if I shake it. See how she moans? It changes the setting. Faster, slower, pulsing. There are some crazy strong settings on this thing. So, I'll just attach some nipple clamps to you. Hurts a bit, I see. Shh, you're a big boy. You can take it. One more. That's it. I guess they must hurt a lot. You're already wiggling. Now I'm just going to take this chain and run it through this loop I put on the vibrator. And then we'll hook the two sides of the chains to your nipples, and there. Your body's movement now controls the vibrator and your girlfriend's snatch. Isn't that wonderful? This way, when me or you or her makes you wiggle, we'll make her wiggle as well. Now, love, let's get back to that cock. This move is simply fists, where I grab your cock in my fist at the very base and just bring it slowly up your shaft. And right before I get to the top, I put my other hand down there, my other fist, and just start teasing you. One hand after another going up your cock. And of course, there's the opposite way. My hands going down your shaft instead of up. I think we might need a bit more lube for this, though. I don't want you raw just yet. Puppy, spit on his cock for me and suck it. Get it nice and wet if you don't want your boyfriend's cock to get all chafed. There we go. Back to those balls, girl. Like I was saying, I just take my fists and hold your cock in them, just going over the tip and down your shaft. Again and again. It feels like you are constantly fucking inside a pussy, doesn't it? A nice, warm cunt. You've closed your eyes, I see. Whose cunt are you picturing? Mine or hers? It doesn't matter anymore. Her pussy belongs to me, just like your cock does. When I make you fuck her, you are still going to be fucking my pussy. That's right. Two slaves is better than one. You're so close to coming now. Puppy, suck his cock some more. I want you to come all over her face. Her cute little pigtails. Pleading blue eyes that used to stare at you with such adoration. Puppy, when he is about to come, take your lips off and start yipping.
I think it'll be the perfect climax.
You know what happens if you fuck up and he comes in your mouth. Oh, you're fighting it now. Fighting that orgasm building inside of you. You pretend you don't want to come all over her pretty little face, adding to her degradation. But I know that you really do. I know that you really just want me to make her shove her face onto your cock so that it goes all the way down her throat as I hold her head against you and she struggles and whimpers and cries and tries to struggle for breath. And the entire time I do it, we both know your cock's only gonna get harder, get closer to coming down her throat. I could do that to you if I wanted to. Do you know that? But right now, I just want you to come when I tell you to. And I can force you to. I'm going to count down from 10 while she sucks your cock. And when I say one, she is going to lift her lips off your tip and you are going to cover that pretty little face in your sperm. If you don't, if you come early or come late, I am going to strap a double-sided dildo down her tight little throat. The other end will be shoved up deep in your ass and I will leave you two like that for the entire fucking night. Now suck. And you... you get ready to come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. It better be right on the fucking dot, baby. 3, 2, 1. Come. All over her cute little puppy face. Come and know this is only just the beginning. This could be hell for you and her. Or it could be a paradise of pleasure. Sexual fantasies you never knew you had being fulfilled on a daily basis. Think about that while your sperm coats her pretty little face, clogging up those little fucking pigtails. It's up to you to decide how to take it. It's the only choice you have left to you.